Ready? Okay, I'm going live. Okay, it is 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Middleton.
Here.
Bargo.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
Weigel.
Here.
Robinson.
Here.
Front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on February 27th. Just one change I noted to Rosie was under the mayor's report, mayor's and commissioner's caucus, there was a slight, actually two slight changes there that needed to be just changed slightly. But besides that, anything else that you found in the minutes that needed to be changed or fixed?
Page 4, under Terry's report, should it be install fiber to get to the booster station?
Ah, good catch. I did not catch that, yes. Station.
What is
that?
Statin.
Oh. So if you want lower cholesterol. Good. Any other changes? Can I have a motion to approve as amended?
So moved.
Second.
You can't motion.
I can't even motion.
Ted moves, Leslie seconds. Further discussion? All those favors with the usual sign. Leslie, Ted, and Dan approve, and Jenny and Jennifer abstain. Next up is public hearing regarding the Dye annexation. So we will recess the public hearing, or I'm sorry, the public meeting, the council meeting, and we will open up the floor to public hearing regarding the annexation of the Dye property off of 200 East. Does anybody like to speak on behalf of that? Seeing nobody, we will close the public hearing and we will restart the Common Council meeting. So next up is ordinance 2024-3. Do I have a motion to read by title only? Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Okay. All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2024-3 by title only.
Ordinance 2024-3, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, annexing certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the boundaries thereof, and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
So again, this is the second annexation of the Connie Guy property off of 200 East. As a reminder, we actually will have three readings of this ordinance. But any questions, comments, concerns regarding the ordinance at this point? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2024-3 on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the Columbia City Connect annual report. Nikki, come on up.
Okay, I am Nikki Keister, the director for Columbia City Connect, and we sent this out. Hopefully everybody has it. It's our report for 2023. A lot of fun stuff happening in our downtown. I'm particularly proud and excited of our downtown historic walking tour that we partnered with the school and the museum on. This year we hope to kind of expand that and do some interior tours where we get to go up in some of our older historic buildings. I think that will be fun. But other than that, we're just humming along. Cleanup day is coming around the corner on April 27th. First Friday starts in May, runs May through October, and I don't know. Anything else? Any questions about the report? Yeah.
I want to know how many, are you guys able to track how many people do the tour, like the walk-in tour and everything?
I'm sure somebody could show me how to do that, yes.
I'm just curious. With kind of, if you've seen a change in the numbers or?
I have not. Okay. I don't have those numbers.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
What, Nick, you could probably. You could probably guess this, or maybe give us a close number, but can you estimate how many people come to an average First Friday?
So this is a tricky question.
Yeah, you probably get it a lot, I'm guessing.
Yes.
You have a lot of people that come to it.
There's a lot of people that come. So last year we tried to take some, like have a drone fly over to kind of estimate. And we talked with the fire chief, and he said to calculate interior, if it's like in a long equation, if they're like arms width apart in a certain perimeter, and this is way too much math for me, so I'm not sure. I know 2 years ago that we had an estimate of about 2,500 in one Friday, but I don't know how to estimate because there's no single entry point, and then it flexes, and it's people walk around. So I don't really know is the answer. If anybody has a good idea on how you can calculate that, I would appreciate it. But we've tried different things, and we just can't figure it out.
It just seems like to me every time I go, it's definitely thousands. It's just a matter of how many thousands.
Sure.
But people seem to love it. In fact, they're always looking forward to when that event's going to happen and those kind of things. So that's neat. Questions of Nikki.
I have another question regarding the first Fridays. Are you getting a lot of the like food trucks or vendors? Are they re-signing up pretty consistently, or like what kind of feedback are you getting from them? Like positive? I assume it's positive because it always seems packed down there.
So. It is positive. So this year we opened up our registration for First Fridays about a month and a half earlier than usual. I think last year we were just now starting to open it up. So we do have quite a few returning vendors. I don't know what the percentage is yet, but I know I can speak to last year's numbers that we had a really large influx because our neighboring city changed their First Fridays. And so because of the success of our First Fridays, they switched theirs over, and then we received a lot of their vendors, so that really created an influx in vendors as well. I don't know how many will be coming back, but there were quite a few vendors last year.
That's great.
What did they change to? A second Friday or something?
I can't remember.
That's okay. But they changed the date.
They did.
Because
of First Fridays.
Because of us, is
what I've been told. Columbia City's First Fridays.
Because we were stealing so many vendors from them.
Again.
No mercy. That's right. No mercy. Race for competition or race for talent attraction. We want to be first. Other questions of Nikki?
I don't have a question. I just want to make a comment that I think it's really a positive thing to have you guys involved in our downtown.
Thank you. The amount of
partnerships that happen, the collaborative projects that have come out of it. It's all together had a really good impact. It's also been really helpful for businesses downtown, and just has a lot of feel good about it. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate
it.
Very much.
Thank you.
Okay, department head reports. I want to introduce Lily, who's here from the Youth Council.
Hi, I'm Lily. I'm part of the Youth Council, and at our last meeting, we went over some of the bills that were being passed in the session with the House and the Senate, and it was a short session this year. And then we also talked about our upcoming youth forum that we're hosting in April, possibly at our high school. And then our service project was volunteering at the Humane Society and playing with the animals.
Questions of Lily? Thank you. Sean.
So in the council meeting, or the Board of Works meeting, we did get pull testing. So we have a company coming to town that's going to test about half of our poles for their structural integrity and just let us know any of them we need to change. So so we'll start seeing them probably late summer. There's going to be a crew in town doing all that. So I'll give you an update when they're in town so everybody knows what's going on. But excited about that project. It's been 11 years since we've tested the pools. They recommend 5 to 10 years, so we almost made it. Been working at Big G's. We've got a project over there where we're trying to eliminate the overhead power lines that go through the middle of Speedway's parking lot, right over the top of the gas pumps. That pole in the middle of their parking lot has been hit several times. And I don't know if you guys know what electricity and gasoline mixture, that's probably not a great combination. So we're working on getting those underground and rerouted, thanks to G for partnering with us on that project as well. We continued on our Bear Road project, which is out on Shriner Lake, replacing every pole in that entire line. We have about 12 or 13 more to go, but we've gotten several of them done already, and the residents are pretty happy to have us out there. Additionally, we have Eli Stanglin, our fourth-year lineman, is down in Scottsburg this evening, actually, tomorrow. And Thursday is his top-out test. Our linemen go through 5 years of training to become a journeyman lineman. Takes the first class, a two-week climbing lab. Then every month they have paperwork and homework and tests they have to take. They do that over a five-year period. Culminates into what we call our top-out test. Tomorrow he'll be climbing poles, demonstrating the physical skills that he needs to do the job. And then on Thursday will be a written test. He has to pass both to get his journeyman card, so we're excited for him. I don't feel like we're going to have any issues. We do have some of the best apprentices in the state, always at the top of their classes. So we've got two more going at the end of the month. So I'm pretty excited about the youth in our electric department and the talent we're bringing up.
Question to Sean. Thank you. Terry.
Excuse me, the surf internet lines we had installed have been tested and are ready for use, so we're going to schedule moving some of our equipment over to that. We have a network outage scheduled for this Sunday at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's scheduled for an hour, and we're hoping it's only going to last 15 or 20 minutes, but we have to install some new notifications on the firewall, and that'll take the whole network down, phones, everything. So, got a copier installed at the water department. That's the last one on the contract for this year. And I have a meeting tomorrow with Spillman in reference to the Spillman patch. It's going to happen next Monday and Tuesday. That's basically a new server upgrade that we're really looking forward to.
Questions of Terry. Thank you, Gary.
All right. We received 19 applications for our three open positions for a police officer. We've set April 13th as our testing date for the physical agility and written test. We have, you know, with the low turnout of applications for the three positions, we've extended our testing, or our application up to the testing date. So if anybody wants to get an application in late, we welcome their application. We've had several officers complete some good trainings since the first of the year, which that's one of our goals, is to get some of the best trained police officers. We have officers out doing operation pullover, looking for seatbelt and other violations. This extra funding came through the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute, so it doesn't cost the city any money to have extra patrols out there patrolling the streets, so thank them for that. Replaced a couple of tabletops that were covered under warranty and dispatch. They're a little bit different color because they discontinued the other one because they kept having issues with peeling and chipping, and so they went with a different wood or whatever. So a little bit different color, you probably wouldn't notice it, didn't let you know it's there. So Shane and a couple shift leads all the shift leads are going to a leadership training later this week or the beginning of next week. And if in case you've heard the tornado sirens this morning at 10:15, we participated in a statewide tornado test.
Questions of Gary? Thank you. Matt?
Been trying to catch up for our last 3 weeks as to what's been happening. I do know we have about 521 kids in baseball and softball together that signed up this year. We are also opening up Greenland bathrooms due to the warmer weather, because I'm sure there's a lot of moms and kids and that are playing up there, so we want to make sure we got them open for them. And we have our new administration assistant starting on Monday the 18th.
Questions? Thank you. Mike?
We're still working down there on South Chauncey Street. We're to a point right now where I got to call into the guy that is going to bore the manhole for that 30-inch pipe. Hopefully next week we will do that and connect it at Spencer Street. Spencer Street, I'm going to say, it'll probably be closed at Chauncey and Spencer probably for 2 days, hopefully no longer than that. Also, tomorrow, the new car wash on Main Street, we will be hooking up a new 2-inch line for them.
Questions? Thank you. Mike?
I was still working with Torek on our flow meters. They're going to put a level sensor in the headworks instead of a flow meter, because with the level sensor, our SCADA system actually calculates the amount of flow that's going through there just by the amount of level that's, or the level of the water in the channel. And a flow meter that we purchased there, we're going to replace our effluent flow meter there, and they're going to work with us on as far as our hours and spend on that. There was some issues with the people that came in the first time to do it, and we've corrected those problems. Restrooms project remodel should start first second week of April, and took advantage of the nice weather, UV structure, and the channels. Everything has been cleaned and ready for the bulbs to be installed and go in operation April 1st. And my staff installed a new bollard of the fund to block off behind the new control panel that's installed if somebody would happen to water pond during the winter time. Hopefully bounce off those and not take out the control panel.
That's it. Question to Mike. Thank you. Marcia.
No.
Rosie. A couple things. Tom had sent a report to me that 101 is out of service this week for scheduled maintenance. 102, of course, has an air leak in the pressure switch. So new parts on order. Truck committee has reviewed bids, and they are awaiting some additional information. We were planning to bid to award the bid. Remember, we only had one bid. We were planning to award a Board of Works, but they're still going back and forth, the contractor, on the manufacturer, on a couple of miscellaneous things and making sure that's cleared up before we award the bid. We need to do that. So anticipate awarding the bid at the next meeting, next Board of Works meeting. And then the hiring process is down to two candidates. They're trying to decide which of the two, and it's a tough decision because we got two really good candidates. So that's that. Kelly said they have two guys out in Deer Chase televising the sanitary sewer main. When needed, they'll call two other guys to help bring the back truck and clean out that line as needed. They have a couple of guys helping the mechanic do some sweeper work, they are putting together a quote for a 50-50 sidewalk application that came in. They are getting the chippers ready and working with the mechanic on that to be ready for limb pickup, which starts April 1st. So we're right around the corner from that. They are continuing to do street and alley maintenance as needed, and they submitted the 2025 paving list to ANZ to start work on getting an estimate to be prepared for the second round of community crossings this year to apply for that. As a reminder, community crossings next year, is you can apply for up to $1.5 million this year. So you will see that match in the next budget, for next year's budget. So besides that, just some miscellaneous. Oh, so Chip also is out this week. Him and Matt sat in on one of the meetings for Eagle Park. They're hoping within the next month-ish to start seeing progress there. There are structures out at Eagle Park right now, the stormwater structures that Mike, once he's cleared on Chauncey Street, will start working on the structures from a stormwater perspective. Trail is getting really close to being bid out. Again, I'm guessing within the next month if everything goes to plan. So that's a really positive thing. Westgate, we had our meeting with, we had our meeting with the citizens out there, the neighborhood, last week, I think, last Monday. Went really positive. Everyone, I think, is prepared and ready for the construction. The difference between this one and the last one is that this is, Buddale Drive is a long stretch with a cul-de-sac, so it's kind of one way in, one way out. So they're working on figuring out a different place that people can park their cars to walk across when the concrete's poured and you can't drive across the apron, things like that. But I think overall people are excited about it happening, not excited about the actual construction time frame, but that it's happening and that it's going to be done sometime this year. So. The schedule on that, just as an FYI, Pulver Asphalt Paving, their schedule is actually quicker than what Wayne's schedule was for the last phase. So you may see things start to be tied up earlier in the year. They're actually, I think, getting ready to start maybe even next week on some of the preliminary stuff. So that's exciting. Couple other miscellaneous things. State of the City address, of course, is this Friday at the library. Thanks to the Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center for hosting that, as they usually do. What did I say? No, they sponsored it, but the it is at the library. So, sorry if I'm mistaken. I didn't think that. Next Wednesday, I'm hosting the Mayors and Commissioners Caucus. We're actually going to be having it at the new Community Foundation building, so we're excited about that. It's not really a big deal, but just so you're aware, we are hosting that. Besides that, let's see, Housing Authority, they have they did get an offer on the house that was full price, so there's still a few things that they're tweaking. Do you know this? Yeah, but there's a few things that they're, like, in the inspection that they got to clean up and all that, like your normal house buying process. But good progress is being had on there. So I think that's all I have for right now. CIP committee meeting is afterwards. Terry, I need to see you afterwards. Dan.
A couple of things. I had trouble with this. I had, again, a construction meeting on the 100 South. Everything's moving on perfectly well, I think. I got the minutes from the meeting, I think, like Terry said, I can't look at them. But I think the gentleman that in charge did an awesome job of getting the minutes written up and sent to me. So it just kind of shows what kind of a good outfit we have working for us. So that's there. The company that's optometry that flies our county. Since the city's contributing some funds, they're getting ready to fly about any within probably about a week as soon as the weather cooperates. It's got to be clear. The wind has to be down. The sun has to be out.
But leaves can't be out.
The leaves go out. Yeah. So that's why they're in a kind of a rush, because the way everything's going right now. The sun's got to be up 30 degrees at least. And so, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that has to happen right for them to fly. Hopefully they start flying here within the next couple of weeks. Matt Plane Commission. Matt, and I believe I got an email about slowing the speed down on Lincoln Way coming into 30.
Yep.
There seem to be some issues because we're coming around that curve. They're still going 55, 60 miles an hour. Yep. All of a sudden there's a stoplight. So they're trying to figure out if Plan Commission pushed it to the Board of Works. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be trying to figure out what goes on with that. There's some state regulations that you have to abide by, which is, in my opinion, a little ridiculous, but we have to abide by those. So they're looking at trying to figure out how to slow some of that traffic down. Because everybody sees the green light, they give a heck trying to beat the light, and still they're running 55, 60 miles an hour to beat the light.
Well, especially because you're coming down a hill,
which is
not helpful. On that note, if I may, Nathan and I have kind of been going back and forth a little bit after Marcia and I were going back and forth on a couple of things there. You know, again, a good portion of Lincoln Way is not within our city limits, right? And so it kind of creates a weird scenario where it's kind of on the outskirts, but kind of not, that type of thing. However, and this was after, but Nathan had just sent an email to me that that I think because of annexation laws and stuff, there's some conversation about maybe the drawing on the GIS, we may need to push it out to the other side of the road or something. But point of the matter is a portion of Lincoln Way that's not currently in city limits probably should be or should have been as a part of our annexations in that area, which means that we actually would, Marcia, you don't even probably know this, but which actually means that we would potentially be able to set the speed limit for at least the city portion of that. It is kind of an urban district if you think about Culver's and now Farm Credit Services going in with Moores and plastic, air precision plastics, not to mention all the jail activity that will now be out there here within the next, what, half a year or whatever, right? So, but I say all that to say, we may actually be able to do something, but as you are well aware, any kind of speed ordinance comes in front of City Council to set that into code. So don't be surprised if you see an ordinance regarding West Lincoln Way coming in there at basically a connection way or maybe even slightly before it, because it makes sense. You're going from, you know, very rural to, boom, you're in the city, and here's Culver's, and here's Farm Credit, and here's all kinds of things there. And you know, full disclosure, my parents live there, full disclosure. But the Planning Commission is the one that brought it to our advantage, to our I guess, our feet, if you will. And so we're working on it.
Yeah, in fact, I just got that email as I was walking out the door today, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would have been real close before you.
Yeah, I almost said never was. I'm like, oh.
So hopefully we'll be able to do something to make that area safer, especially in light of the growth that's happened there. Not to mention, you know, we have had people in the past interested in some of the parcels out along Lincoln Way that, you know, may at some point end up requesting annexation as well. So just be aware of that. So. Jennifer, I'm sorry, are you not Dan?
No, I'm
not. Okay, Jennifer.
The Arts Commission, some of the news from there right now is the Arts Commission applied to the Indiana Arts Commission for funding for a summer art program.
Okay.
In the city that would be like multidisciplinary and probably for next year, we're going to get funding for it. There might be like a trial run version of it this year.
Yeah.
But it will be art and music and some other things, hopefully. Then we are partnering with the museum for some projects in May. We're partnering with the city for Taste of the Arts, probably in June. We might be doing something on Third Thursdays or something adjacent to that to the other months of the year. And then we have a date set for the Whitley County Studio Art Tour, which is going to be the 7th of September.
Okay.
So lots going on. We have a pretty lengthy list of activities, and I didn't even name them all. So.
Good. Thank you. Tad?
We had redevelopment meeting today. Last up, this is kind of hanging out there. The LML project, which has been going on, I've been on the committee for over 8 years now. And so we've been working on it for that long. We're like really close.
We're almost there.
I mean, it's like so close. They told us we have to have a couple more shallow borings done to test whatever they test for. So,
yeah.
But we're really close for that project to be done. So. And then we can open it up to the public.
Yep.
Or for proposals. So.
Great.
That's it.
Okay. Danny?
I have nothing.
You don't want to talk about solid waste board?
No, sure.
Oh, okay.
I have nothing.
Okay. Anybody from the press? No press? Anybody from the audience? We will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.